So today we are continuing reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, entitled The Status Quo, Chapter Number 8, entitled Manifestation of Brahma from Garbho Dakshai Vishnu. Text Number 6. Moho Grinanto Vachasanuraga. Skalatpadenasy kritani tajgya. Kirita sahasramani praveka. Pradyotitodam phana sahasram. Word for word meanings. Muhuhu. Again and again. Grinantaha. Glorifying. Vachasa. By words. Anuraga. With great affection. Skalat padena. With symmetrical rhythm. Asya. Of the Lord. Kritani. Activities. Tat gyah, those who know the pastimes. Kirita, helmets. Sahasra, thousands. Mani praveka, glowing effulgence of the valuable stones. Pradyotita, emanating from. Uddama, raised. Fana, hoods. Sahasram, thousands. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. The four Kumaras, headed by Sanat Kumara, who all knew the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, glorified the Lord in rhythmic accents with selected words full of affection and love. At that time, Lord Sankarshan, with his thousands of raised hoods, began to radiate an effulgence from the glowing stones on his head. Translation, please repeat. The four Kumaras, headed by Sanat Kumar, who all knew the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, glorified the Lord in rhythmic accents with selected words full of affection and love. At that time, Lord Sankarshan, with his thousands of raised hoods, began to radiate an effulgence from the glowing stones on his head. Purport. The Lord is sometimes addressed as Uttama Shloka, which means one who is worshipped with selected words by devotees. A profusion of such selected words comes from a devotee who is fully absorbed in affection and love for the devotional service of the Lord. There are many instances in which even a small boy who was a great devotee of the Lord could offer excellent prayers in the choicest words for glorification of the pastimes of the Lord. In other words, without the development of fine affection and love, one cannot offer prayers to the Lord very suitably. Om Agyanti Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांचा राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यश्च च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So here we have a discussion between the four Kumaras and Lord Sankarshan. So four Kumaras have arrived at the bottom of the universe to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Lord Sankarshan himself. Anything relating to the Supreme or the science of Supreme is called Bhagavatam. And because it's so beautiful and nectarian, it's called Srimad. So Srimad Bhagavatam is like our life and soul. So life of a spiritualist, a transcendentalist, is full of juice and nectar rather than the dry life of a materialist. A materialist collects and accumulates so many material products around him and still he feels unsatisfied, dissatisfied in his life. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the real treasure that we have, and that's why we discuss every day. So four Kumaras, actually they were Brahmavadis. So initially they were fully self-realized. They knew they are spirit soul and they were fully situated on that Brahman platform. But it is said that Atma Ramasya Muniyo Nirgantha Apyurukrame Kurvantim Ahaitukim Bhaktim Ittam Bhuto Gunohari. Even Atmarams, those who are self-satisfied, they are happy within themselves, they are situated on spiritual transcendental platform, even they are attracted by qualities of the Supreme Lord. They have nothing to acquire, they have no material desires. But still, when they see the Lord or when they hear about Him, in case of Kumaras, they smell the fragrance from His lotus feet. The tulsi on His lotus feet had a very nice fragrance. And when they smelled that, their heart changed and they developed love and devotion for the Lord, for the personal form of Lord. They were already situated on the impersonal Brahman platform, but when they smelled the tulsi fragrance, they became devotees or Bhagavan realized. So here it says in the translation that in rhythmic accents with selected words full of affection and love. So on Brahman platform, although there is some sort of happiness, but it's not the highest. It's called Brahmananda. But real Brahman platform is to understand where is the Brahman situated or where are those rays coming from. Actually, one of the disciples of Prabhupada was named Brahmanand Swami. So then Prabhupada says that many Vaishnavas were criticizing, you have named him Brahmananda. We are Vaishnavas. We are Bhagavan realized. So he clarified that Brahmananda doesn't mean that we don't refer to Brahman platform. The real Brahmananda means based on Bhagavan realization. So it's not that when you realize Bhagwan feature, you forget the Brahman feature. No, you can see the connection. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. That the Brahman is the effulgence of Lord. So Brahmanand Swami was not Mayavadi. He was a Vaishnav devotee. Like that. So these Kumaras were Brahmavadis and then they became devotees. So what is there in Krishna that attracts even such personalities? So that's a question we should ask ourselves. Why are we attracted by material things? Even Brahmavadis who are not attracted by material things, they are attracted by Krishna. So what's there in Krishna? And that we can find in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is so amazing that we can have a discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere. So here, four Kumaras went to the bottom of the universe of all places. There are so many planets in the universe. The higher planets are very attractive. Swargaloka is very attractive. On Chandra Loka, you can drink Soma juice and you become so strong and almost you are like immortal, because demigods, they live so long. And what to speak of other planets higher than Swargalok, Tapolok, Maharlok, Janalok and Brahmalok. On Brahmalok, all living entities live so long. But four Kumaras went to the bottom of the universe. And there they had discussion about Krishna. From Lord Sankarshan himself those words came. So in our life we have to understand that how we can discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. We can discuss anywhere. If we are discussing about Krishna, that is Srimad Bhagavatam class actually. The class is not only in the morning 7:30 to 8:30, but we can have that class throughout the day. If someone is distributing books, he speaks to a person, that's a Bhagavatam class actually. But it's a very short version, like 2-minute version of Bhagavatam class. If someone goes to a shopping center, purchases something, talks to someone, invites them for programs, temple, discusses a little bit about Krishna, that's a Bhagavatam class, Bhagavatam discussion. So that's why Mahaprabhu said, Yare dekha tare kaha Krishna Upadesh. If you meet a devotee, you discuss about Krishna. You meet a non-devotee, you can discuss about Krishna in a suitable way. So there is no limitation to discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam. We can have this discussion anywhere. And here in today's verse, we see that this Prabhupada stresses on the word Uttama Shloka. So Supreme Lord Krishna, he is also referred to as Uttama Shloka, means one who is worshipped with selected words by devotees. Now according to qualification, according to devotion, a devotee can recite suitable prayers. Even a neophyte devotee can pray to Krishna. But it's just that Prabhupada says that there is the development of affection of love is not full in a neophyte devotee. So he cannot offer prayers very suitably. But at least we can make a beginning. So that's why it's recommended for neophyte devotees, we should learn the prayers of advanced devotees and repeat them. Then eventually, when we develop love and devotion, we can compose our own prayers. So these so many prayers are there within Bhagavatam and we can dedicate to Lord, we can offer them to Lord. That I am not qualified, but see this devotee, Kunti Maharani or Four Kumaras or Narad Muni, Vyasadeva, there are so many devotees and they are praying to Lord. And the best example we know who perfected his life by praying is Akrura. His prayers are mentioned in 10th canto. So all these prayers are there. We can learn them, repeat them. And then eventually we will develop their mood. In first canto, it is mentioned that everything can be dovetailed in Krishna's glorification. There's a very famous verse mentioned there. It says, Idam hi pumsasya tapasa shuta seva swishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayo avichyato artha kavibhir nuruputo yad uttama shloka gunan varnanam. Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns, and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry. Now, in this day and age, we don't see much of these things like austerities, study of Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns. So we don't see much of that. So how can we dovetail or dedicate that to Supreme Lord? So Prabhupada elaborates in purport. He says that all the sages and devotees of Lord have recommended that the subject matter of art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, and all other branches of knowledge should be wholly and solely applied in the service of the Lord. So these things are current. We can see people are studying art, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, so many things. And everything can be dedicated in Lord's service. In whichever field we are, we should try to use our intelligence and see how we can glorify Lord. How we can use chemistry, for example, for glorifying Lord. So all scientists can actually use their scientific skills to glorify Krishna. Because everything comes from Krishna. Janmadya Sayata. Everything comes from Him. So nothing is independent of Him. So scientific study, philosophical study, artistic study, they are not wrong. It's just that we shouldn't see them as separate from Lord, because all arts come from the Supreme Lord. All the skills are in Him and they come from Him. So it's just that you have to offer it back. And in recognizing that everything comes from Krishna, the benefit is that we won't become proud, because pride is the thing that keeps us in this material world, because we think we are doing things. But as we know in 18th chapter, it says there are five elements of any action. And the ultimate is the super soul. Devam chaivatra panchamam. So this fifth factor is most important. Without Lord's sanction, nothing can happen. So an intelligent person understands that whatever I am doing, either material work, spiritual work, everything is ultimately by sanction of Supreme Lord. So then pride, where is the pride, question of pride? If we know that we are not the real doers, ultimately it's Lord who sanctions, we can be instruments, then there won't be any pride. So we may be working, we may be studying, maybe just at home, taking care of household activities, duties, or we may be staying in ashram. So we are in different fields. So we should see how we can dovetail those activities towards Krishna. I remember I was very new and I was in Prasadam Hall. It was my first or second week in this temple. And Muralidhar Prabhu approached me and he asked me what I do, and I told him I'm studying accounting, and immediately he picked and he said, do you know there is debit credit in Bhagavad Gita as well? And then I said no, and then he explained there is law of karma. So, you know, what's your balance of positive actions, negative actions, it works very nicely, it's perfect in nature. So he was expert, he could immediately see. So in all fields we can see how we can see Krishna. And in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, everything is there. But usually people don't have faith on descriptions on of this book, as Keshava Prabhu was mentioning, that if we mention that, you know, four sages went through the Ganges, and through Ganges they came to the bottom of the universe, and then they are going to have discussion with these Anantashesh. He has thousands and thousands of hoods. So it's very far out information. It's very difficult to understand. It's very inconceivable. Even law of karma, it's very hard for people to understand. They say, we don't remember what we did, so why should we reap the results? So scientists are trying to make changes within the genes of people. They are designing something like designer babies. You can change the genes within the person, because based on your genes, you are prone to certain diseases. Like if someone has cancer in the family, so you are more prone. So it's all in the genes, so you modify them, and then there will be less chance. But what they don't know is that law of karma is very strict. You can't escape. Your reactions will come. You can't escape. You can't design babies without faults. A birth, death, disease, old age will take place, whatever you do. So devotees understand that, and when we read these descriptions in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and similar texts, then our faith increases, our knowledge increases, and then we develop love and devotion for the Supreme Lord. So Prabhupada also writes in purport that even the small boy who was a great devotee, he could offer excellent prayers. So he's referring to Dhruva Maharaj. So Dhruva Maharaj was only 5 years old, and he was very inexperienced. He went to the forest. He wanted a kingdom greater than his father and grandfather. And there Narad Muni, as we know, he recommended him to chant a mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then he did that, and within 6 months, he became so powerful because he had determination. So with that determination, he was standing on one foot and he was chanting that mantra. So he controlled the whole universe, in the sense his consciousness became one with the consciousness of the universe. So he controlled kind of whole universe. And when he stopped his breathing, even demigods, they felt suffocated. And they went to, they prayed to Supreme Lord, and they said, we have never experienced such a thing before. What is happening? So Lord affirmed them that, don't worry. This is because of this little boy, Dhruva. And then Lord went to see Dhruva Maharaj. And when Dhruva Maharaj saw the Lord, he developed attraction for him. But he couldn't offer any prayers to the Lord, because he was stunned and he was inexperienced. As Prabhupada is saying, he was a small boy. So small boys cannot be trained in reciting nice prayers. So that's why he couldn't recite nice prayers. But then Lord touched his head with his conscience, and then he could recite very nice prayers. He was enlivened and surcharged with devotion and knowledge and realization, and then he could recite nice prayers. So there in that section, Prabhupada describes that whatever we do is actually inspired by the Lord. Especially for devotees, Tesham Satato Yuktanam Bhajitam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mamukhyantite. If someone is serving Krishna with love and devotion, then Lord reciprocates from within the heart. He gives the knowledge. Buddhi Yogam Dadami Tam. So he gives the buddhi or intelligence on what to do. So in Dhruva Maharaj's case, Lord inspired him to offer prayers in nice choice words, because Lord is Uttama Shloka and he should be glorified in very nice words. So Lord gave him the inspiration. And Prabhupada actually writes there that Lord dictates what to do next to serve him. So if we have sincere attitude, then actually Lord will tell us from within the heart that, okay, serve me like this. There will be no scarcity of service. We can always serve the Lord. So Lord has to be glorified, and by developing our love and devotion, eventually we can make nice prayers. So by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we can develop our knowledge of Krishna, and then we can glorify those attributes. Because Lord has His name, His form, His qualities, His devotees. So we can glorify all these attributes. We can glorify holy name itself, that how holy name is nectarian. Then we can glorify Lord's form in so many ways. We can glorify His pastimes in so many ways, His qualities in so many ways. So actually, it is said, even Ananta Shesh, who has innumerable heads, he cannot enough glorify Lord. Because there is so much to glorify. He's so amazing personality. He has so many attributes. We can keep on glorifying Him. But because we have doubts about Krishna, that's why we hesitate. And those glories are covered. Because if something happens in our life, we think, oh, we have been doing so many things for Krishna and this happened with me. So there's a doubt within our mind. And then all the glories of Lord are covered because we blame Him. So then if you blame someone, you can't glorify Him. You can only do one thing. So in Bhagavad Gita it is said, in 15th chapter, Yo maam eva asammudo janati purushottama sa sarvavid bhajati maam sarva bhavena bharata. That one who without doubt knows that I am the Supreme Person, Purushottama, he can actually with full knowledge and full heart, he can worship me. So we have to actually get rid of all the doubts. That's why when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam and read Srimad Bhagavatam, we see how Lord is interacting with His devotees. And then all doubts are smashed. Because He is always protecting the devotees. All the incarnations of Lord are protecting devotees. And in third chapter, where all the of first canto, where all the incarnations are described, ultimately Krishna is described as Swayam Bhagwan. Ete Cham Shkala Pumsha, Krishna's to Bhagwan Swayam. So He is the original personality, and Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridyanti Yuge Yuge. So He always comes and protects all the devotees from the demons. So when we see that how Lord is protecting us, we develop faith in Him and all the doubts are smashed. Special incarnation of Lord is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually He is the source of incarnation. He is roughly said that He is incarnation, but actually He is not an avatar, He is an avatari, because Swayam Bhagwan Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are non-different. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and He set an example of how to glorify Krishna. He was glorifying Krishna always. Everyone was chanting Lord's glories and Lord's names because they were inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So He caused everyone to chant. When He was born on a full moon evening, and incidentally that was a lunar eclipse also. So because of that everyone was chanting Hari Hari, holy names. And then when He was a little child, He would cry, and when all the ladies would say Hari Hari, He would stop crying. So in that way He caused everyone to chant. And then when He was in His student years, He was a very serious and brilliant student, and he used to teach disciples as well because he was so expert and intelligent. And he would teach them grammar, but everything that he taught, he concluded in a way that Krishna consciousness was mentioned. He dovetailed everything, the whole grammar, to serve Krishna. And then, just before his youth, he began the Sankirtan movement. When he took sannyas, he was traveling. He traveled to South India, he went to Varanasi, he went to Vrindavan, and then later he stayed at Puri. But wherever he went, he caused everyone to glorify Lord, everyone to chant the names of Lord. So that was the potency of Mahaprabhu. When Lord Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Varanasi, he had few devotees there. Varanasi is a place of Mayavad, but there were few Vaishnavas there. Chandrasekhar Acharya, Tapan Mishra. So Lord stayed at the house of Tapan Mishra, and there he met Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. That time he was just a small boy. So Raghunath Bhatt Goswami used to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to massage his feet and so on. Then later, for 8 months, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami went to Jagannath Puri and he served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was an expert cook. So sometimes he would cook for Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu actually ordered him to go to Vrindavan and recite Bhagavatam, because he was expert in reciting Bhagavatam. So he went to Vrindavan and he stayed with Rupa Goswami, and his service was, he would just recite Bhagavatam. He could recite each verse in 3 melodious tunes. So this is the expertise of Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. He was so expert in glorifying Krishna that that became his service, that you just recite Bhagavatam. So these are exemplary devotees from whom we have to learn and follow in their footsteps somehow or the other, whatever we can do in our situation. Another devotee that we must glorify today, because it's his disappearance day, Govinda Ghosh. So he was, there were 3 brothers, Madhava, Vasudev and Govind Ghosh, and they were all expert kirtaniyas. They were very nice singers. So Mahaprabhu sent Vasudev Ghosh and Madhav Ghosh with Nityanand Prabhu to preach in Bengal. But Govind Ghosh, he stayed with Mahaprabhu in Puri. And he was very happy to stay with Mahaprabhu. He didn't want to leave him. And then he used to sing and chant. And it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu used to dance when these 3 brothers used to sing. So that's the glory of all Vaishnavas. They sing about Lord's glories. And then actually Lord dances when he hears those glories from the mouth of devotees. Actually Lord is dancing. It is said when you chant Hare Krishna, Lord is dancing on your tongue. Because Krishna doesn't want anything in the whole creation. He just wants love of his devotees. And for that love, he can do anything. He comes to this world, this material world, which is like a prison house. It's a dirty place. But he comes here because he wants to deliver his devotees. He wants to get his devotees' love. So because of so many anarthas in our mind, we are unable to glorify Lord and think about Lord. So in our mind, there's different movie going on. So many things, so many anarthas, lust, anger, greed, and so on. But if we worship Krishna sincerely, then eventually Krishna will be in our mind. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Mana dushta haile nahi Krishna rasmaran, Krishna smita vinun haya nishpala jivan. That because our man is dushta, it's polluted, we cannot remember Krishna. And without remembering Krishna, this life is actually fruitless. It's not worth living. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj also used to say that if someone is not doing Hari Bhajan, then there is no need to continue life. So this same thing it's mentioned by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Krishna Smriti Vinu Haya Nishphala Jivan. It's not worth living. And in second canto we were discussing with one devotee, he was telling that it's mentioned that we may be breathing, but if we are not glorifying Krishna or chanting his names or worshipping him, then our breathing is just like bellows of a blacksmith. Bellows are also breathing a lot of air, and human being also breathes. So the lungs are like the bellows. It's nishphala jivan, it's fruitless life if we don't dedicate our life in glorifying Krishna. We have to glorify something, either Krishna or Maya. There's so much glorification of Maya. There's so many magazines, newspapers, books. There's whole libraries are filled with books. They are all glorification of Maya. But there's ultimately no beauty in Maya because it's temporary. Eventually we have to see the ugly face at the time of death. But those who see the beautiful face of Shyam Sundar, they don't see the ugly face of death. They actually step over death and they see Krishna, because they go to Krishna at the end of their life. So by having this faith and regularly hearing and reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, eventually we can develop this pure love and devotion for Krishna. So thank you very much. I'll end there and ask if you have any questions or comments. Yes, sir. So Keshava Prabhu actually answered this question yesterday. He was saying for new people who are not familiar with the science of Krishna, we cannot straight away reveal too much, in the sense that it would be too much, like feeding a baby. He was giving that example. So we can start with something. If we meet someone, if we just say, hello, how are you? So that is actually the beginning of the relationship with the devotee. Then eventually when you meet him next time, so you go one level up, like that. So how are you today? What are you doing? Okay, then next time you can go another one level up. So I'm going here this evening, would you like to join me? And then eventually, here you go, this is Krishna. And then they will ask questions also. So of course, straight away in first meeting, we may not be able to tell them so much about Krishna. But even that little bit interaction with a devotee is the beginning of Krishna Upadesh. Actually, it will start somewhere. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu. So Lord Sankarshan will describe creation to them. So we will hear that how Brahma was born from the lotus and then he created four Kumaras. Yeah. Already there. Yeah, in that description, so the past description will be there. So Sankarshan will describe the past to them, that this is how your father was born. Like someone can tell us that how our parents were born, like that. Oh, actually, I don't remember the chronology. I think it's in our handbook for Bhakti Vaibhav. It's described. Anyone remembers that? Sorry. Right. Sorry. It's in third canto. Okay. Question is, what's the chronology of description of Bhagavatam? Because this Bhagavatam being spoken by Sankarshan to four Kumaras, then... Sorry? Okay. Okay. Okay, here you go. So yeah, this is the first, you can say. I mean, two lines, okay. So Sankarshan spoke to four Kumaras, four Kumaras spoke to Sankhyayan Rishi, Sankhyayan Rishi spoke to Parashar, Parashar spoke to Vyasdev, and Vyasdev of course described. No, he will describe that Brahma was born. It's not that they are before Brahma is born. They are sons of Brahma. But that, because Bhagavatam is not in chronology, it's, is that right? He will describe that Brahma was born. Any other questions or comments? Because Lord never interferes with the minute free will. But that doesn't mean he doesn't give any advice. He gives his advice through scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Manu Samhita. What are the codes? How we should act? So everything is given. Now if someone doesn't follow that, then he says it's not my responsibility. You have to suffer accordingly. Or enjoy accordingly, materially. But he is giving nice advice. It's like the Prabhupada gave example. There was a little boy, he said, I want to put my finger in the fan. So they gave advice, don't do it, don't do it. But if you do it, then you have to suffer. But he suffers also in a way, he doesn't like his parts and parcel to suffer in the material world. But he cannot take minute free will away, that's all. Because if he takes minute free will away, then we are like robots, pre-programmed robots, and then there cannot be love. We usually don't marry robots, right? You can program a robot who can say, I love you whole day. There's no free will. You program it. So Krishna doesn't want that sort of robotic love from us. That's why he leaves that free will. But some living entities misuse that free will. And then they have to suffer.
So does that mean that we understand the word sanction as witness? That Lord witnesses everything?
No, he sanctions. No, he sanctions. Prabhupada mentions like when a thief is about to steal, So from within the heart, actually he knows it's wrong, it's wrong. There's a voice from within. That's the super soul saying, don't do it, it's bad, it's bad. But if you persist, then okay, do it. But you will suffer. It's like that. So free will, he cannot take away free will. Okay, any last question? Yes, please. Yeah, so that's why the Lord wants us to exercise in a right way, in the right direction. So that's all. He recommends don't do this and do this. So okay, it's I think time we should end. Thank you very much. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanand.